9 political parties yesterday submitted their presidential nomination forms to the Electoral Commission in Accra. The RNDC, NPP, UPP, APC, NDP, GFP, RDP, UFP and Kofi Apalu's IPP. The EC chairperson, Mrs. Charlotte Osei, who received the forms, said they were in no position to receive the filing fees because of a court injunction sought by the PPP. This was after some political parties complained that the filing fee for both presidential and parliamentary candidates is expensive. Mrs. Osei said until the court's final decision, the EC cannot accept the filing fees of both the presidential and parliamentary candidates. The deadline for the submission of nomination forms is today, 5 p.m. Yvonne Atilago has more.
The MPP presidential candidate Nana Akufo-Addo was the first to submit his nomination forms to the Electoral Commission. He was accompanied by party executives and some members. EC chairperson Mrs. Charlotte Osei, who received the nomination forms, explained why the EC will not receive the filing fees for both presidential and parliamentary candidates.
We're going to some ongoing legal processes prepared to receive this candidate. So as soon as we get clearance from our legal counsel, we will inform you and we will receive it. Presidential and parliamentary, we are restrained from receiving it. You are not restrained from presenting.
Nana Akufo-Addo, after submitting his forms, asked the public to assist the EC to deliver a credible and fair election.
I want everybody to assist the Electoral Commission to make sure that we have a good, clean election that will enhance the democratic credentials of our country and make it apparent that the Ghanaian people want to be governed in a democracy under the rule of law.
Vice President Kwesi Emisa Arthur, who presented the nomination forms on behalf of President Mahama, indicated the party's commitment to an open and transparent election.
President wishes me to assure members of the NDC that he's going to start a robust campaign that will discuss the issues that face our country in the coming years.
The General Secretary of the APC, Razak Opoku, said he was satisfied with the process.
The process so far, I think that is quite different from the 2012, because during the 2012 era, if you are duly accepted, you know after submission, but at this time they are telling us that they will get back to us after the legal requirements has been fulfilled, and I think that is quite in order. So we shall patiently wait for the outcome. If they call us to do any corrections, we are ready to do so.
Akwesi Adeodike of the United Progressive Party said the submission of the forms showed his preparedness for the election.
My declare masses scan me the buy. We must say PPP for you should be in the court and decide. Yeah, we make some scan me 50,000 check. Ibra is here. Is here for you all to see a banker's draft. So we are fully prepared to go for the race.
Kofi Apalu of the IPP said he was not obliged to declare his assets.
A public sector am I serving? I'm not serving any public sector, so there's no need to file any declaration of assets.
Nana Kunedu Ajiman Rawlings of the NDP also took her turn.
It just gave you the page to sign and fill, which we did. So it's only here that they're saying it should have been signed in front of them. So it's not part of the regulation. I don't know who you are, but it's not part of the regulation.
Ekuya Donko of the Freedom Party presented her forms in the company of her husband. Reform Patriotic Democrats RDP was led by its flag bearer Kwabena Ajayi. 23 presidential aspirants picked up forms made up of 16 political parties and 7 independent candidates. The EC says it will look through the documents filed by the various political parties and notify them of its acceptance. The rest of the parties are expected to submit their forms today, Friday the 30th, which is the deadline.
Yvonne Atilago reporting.